The bodies of Palestinian medics pulled from a mass grave, some buried on top of each other, a gruesome discovery confirming worst-held fears. The ambulances and fire trucks they were travelling in left unrecognisable, torn apart by Israeli fire.
Their bodies were gathered and buried in this mass grave. We're digging them out in their uniforms, with their gloves on. They were here to save lives.
The emergency convoy was being escorted by the UN and had ventured towards the southern Gaza town of Tel El Sultan as Israeli forces laid siege to the area.
I'm just going to check to see if there's any human remains in here.
This video, released by the UN, of an abandoned rescue mission. We've paused the vision here, just before it shows Palestinians shot from behind as they were trying to flee.
Another one shot.
It's very important, obviously, to have a full investigation and establish all the facts.
The IDF says it was targeting Hamas vehicles before the ambulances and fire trucks arrived, that they drove up to troops suspiciously without lights and sirens, prompting them to open fire. But the IDF hasn't provided any evidence to back up these claims. It's also refusing to answer the ABC's questions as to why the bodies and the vehicles were subsequently buried.
Funerals of some of those killed were held yesterday, a crowd gathering outside the morgue of the Nasser hospital as the bodies emerged.
For a month, I did not see him. He was running to the wounded and to the martyrs. I did not wish to see him in the white body bag.
The UN and the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies are demanding answers. But for now, Israel remains silent to their questions. Matthew Doran, ABC News, Jerusalem.